Hey, this is Chaz Sisk. Before we get started this week, we just want to thank everyone who supports Nashville Public Radio for making the TriStar State possible. And if you're not a member but would like to help us out, please consider making a gift or becoming a sustaining member. Just go to WPLN.org/give.
This is the TriStar State, a podcast about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of March 4th. I'm Blake Farmer sitting in this week. Medical cannabis has gotten further than ever before in the Tennessee legislature, and that's still not very far. A single subcommittee voted in favor of a bill that would allow prescriptions for patients to use cannabis oils and edibles or through vaping, though not smoking the plant form. To even get there required a rare tiebreaker by the Speaker of the House herself. WPLN State Capitol reporter Chaz Sisk is here to talk about whether this effort goes any further this year. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
It's become clear that the leader of the State House, Speaker Beth Harwell, is really in favor of medical marijuana because she used her power to get this bill out of a subcommittee. But does that say much about the legislation's prospects?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly does. The fact is, this legislation is advancing in the State House of Representatives, even though it's heavily under the control of the Republicans and some conservative Republicans at that. And that's a really big change from previous years where it's been bottled up in the first subcommittee or maybe didn't even get brought up for debate because there just wasn't enough support for it. Still, the votes are going to be very tight for this as it moves through the legislature, which means the proposal could get tripped up at any moment, any committee. The sponsor, Jeremy Faison, who's a Republican from East Tennessee, he says he's got the votes to get it out of committee and then on to the floor, but it is going to be close all the way through, which makes Speaker Harwell's support all the more important. She has that power to break the ties and to keep the conversation going.
You've had medical marijuana advocates, you know, working at the Capitol for years. They must be excited.
Well, you might think that, but the fact is a lot of advocates for medical marijuana are a little disappointed with this bill. They say that a cannabis oil-only bill, which this is, really doesn't work as well because they say that the leaf form is much more effective than cannabis oils. And they're also unhappy that there are some caps on THC, which is the drug that causes the high when you smoke cannabis. They say that that also cuts into the effectiveness. So they're not completely satisfied with this legislation.
Well, to date, the action has all been in the State House of Representatives. What are you hearing from Senate leaders?
Well, what they're saying is they really want to see substantial progress in the House before they will debate the measure. And what that means is getting through one committee, perhaps two, before they'll even start to hold any hearings on it. The Speaker of the Senate, Randy McNally, says he's done some back-of-the-envelope counts, and he doesn't think that there's a lot of support for this in the Senate, particularly not in the committees that will hear it. His feeling is that it would be nearly defeated. So here's how he put it.
It's gut feeling, and I went and looked at the who was on that committee and you know, just made, a wild something guess.
Now, you also need to remember that Randy McNally is completely opposed to medical cannabis. But, you know, he says he won't be lobbying senators against it, and he's not going to be using any procedural tactics like shutting down the committees before they can hear the legislation to kill the bill. Still, he's definitely one of the skeptics.
You know, it's so interesting to me how the backgrounds and personal experience of lawmakers seems to be so influential here. I mean, it's really everything. The Senate sponsor is an anesthesiologist and thinks cannabis could help some of his patients. But you've also got Speaker McNally, who's a pharmacist, who says part of his position is about patient safety. Is this just a gut issue for folks?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely not a partisan issue. You can see that with the people that you mentioned. Both of those are Republicans, one in favor, one against. Another person like that is Speaker Harwell, who says that an injury that her sister in Colorado received to her back was a major reason for her change in thinking on medical cannabis. Her sister was able to control the pain there without opioids using a small marijuana crystal. So personal experiences and professional experience, they're very important in this debate.
Last thing, there are plenty of people who'd like to see medical cannabis or even recreational marijuana in Tennessee. Does this open the door to that?
Maybe. It sort of depends on how this all goes. But that's definitely one of the fears of some of the lawmakers, and it's why there will be a lot of skepticism to this legislation moving forward.
Thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Join us every week throughout the legislative session as we talk about all the happenings at the Tennessee State Capitol, and be sure to subscribe to the TriStar State wherever you get your shows.